This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
2 Corinthians 11:2, Paul wrote, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. There's coming a moment when we're going to be presented a chaste virgin to Christ. And Paul said, I want to be proud of you. So straighten up, you buzzards. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now let's look at Jude 24. This presentation day is in there a lot. God's getting ready for it. The planning is there. Jude 24. Here we are told, verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, presentation day. Hallelujah. Colossians 1. Hallelujah. Verse 22. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Verse 26. Even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, in order that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. There's something about that presentation day that all of the Word of God prepares us for, so we'll be ready. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians 4:14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Through his abundant grace, he's going to present us to himself, and we're going to redound to the glory of God throughout every age that's coming. And people will praise the glory of his grace for what he did for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now I think we will read Revelation 19, just because I love it. After presentation day, or maybe it is presentation day, we are going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It has to do with being glorified. It has to do with being prepared without a spot or a wrinkle. It has to do with being the glorious church. Revelation 19, verse 6. And I always do it like this, and I shall continue to. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. That's our music. It'll be a lot better than that. Heavenly choirs. Handel received it from heaven. That's our marriage music. Hallelujah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah, I've been called. That's part of the hope of my calling that he wants me to understand. Bless the Lord. Now, when I was here last year, I read to you Brother Hagin's prophecy concerning the glory coming to the church. And he said that 2006, the end of the year especially, would see the glory coming to the church. We've seen a lot of it in 2006. I talked about that in earlier meetings. But listen what he said at the end of that prophecy. But the end shall be more glorious than the beginning. So rejoice and be glad. The enemy is a defeated foe. Jesus has triumphed. Victory belongs to everyone. No one should come up empty-handed, but everyone should walk in full victory, commanding and demanding their rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. Demanding nothing of the Father, he's the one that made the provision, but demanding of the devil, who's endeavoring to thwart the plan of God, who's endeavoring to keep it from coming to pass. But it will all come to pass. It will all come to pass at last. We will be the glorious church. He's endeavored to thwart that plan. He's endeavored to split us, divide us. He's endeavored to make hanky-panky in our homes. Devilish, Brother Hagin called it, high carnival. Divide brethren. Every single thing to keep the glory. And I see it came right here. And then when I got this book on authority of the believer, I saw God wants us in the glory. We want to have the glory. The Bible promised we're going to be glorious. So what's the matter? Satan is endeavoring to hinder it. He heard this prophecy. And when he heard it, he set out. I have seen this year great, marvelous, wonderful moves of unity and power. And I've seen breaks in the body of Christ. They come from him who's trying to stop it. Now, I see that we need to make a move ourselves in which we collectively tell him, you are not going to stop the work of God. Do you believe that you are seated with him in heavenly places? Now I want you to say this to me, after me. Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me in humble faith. I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which thou hast entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. We the church,
we will
the purpose of our God fulfill. Thank you for this, Father. Thank you for the blood that cleanses me, that I can sit here in your holy presence. And thank you that that blood gives me power over the enemy. And here in your holy presence, in the presence of heaven, earth, and hell, I do take my place and take your name given by your grace. And in the name of Jesus, based on the word, I take the blood and I say, Satan, principalities, powers, might, dominion, wicked spirits, in Jesus' name, we come against you in force. Get your hands off God's plan. Cease and desist in your maneuvers to stop the glorious church, to stop the glory of God. God's plan is coming to pass. Now, off, out, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've been wanting to do that with a group who knew what they were doing. Together, we'll make more moves together. Together, we'll make moves. Hallelujah. And we'll move.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer, and the newly released book, Authority of the Believer, by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.